Hello and welcome to the UK Gamers Extended Cut DLC. Well, apparently some of our fans didn't like the ending to the show, so what we're going to do is we're going to offer for free to you this special extra thing that helps clarify what's going on. Anyway, all joking aside, this is, you know, just a little extra just to help round out the show, really. Mass Effect 3, lots and lots of good stuff on YouTube about what's good and what's bad about it. So obviously, having ranted about it in my last show, you should maybe go check out some other opinions. To summarise, I think the problem with Mass Effect 3 is it felt much more like Gears of War, even with some of the guys looking like Gears of War dudes. And, you know, that's going to have upset the hardcore Mass Effect fans, but it's going to have brought in a load of, you know, kind of general gamers. So I can see why they did it, but to me it was a mistake. And the ending was, you know, not good, and some of the themes weren't right and stuff. And there's lots of theories like the indoctrination theory and stuff like that. So definitely go check out them. You know, I will probably give it another go, but my enthusiasm is very low on it. Mass Effect 3 is quite disappointing. There is some more DLC coming out. If it's free, I'm happy to download it and see how it changes the game. If I'm going to have to pay for it, well, I'm going to wait and see what other people say first before handing over any of my cash. Now, talking about online gaming and stuff, Online and Garki have obviously gone into this cloud computing, and it'd be interesting to see how that shakes out for the new consoles and PCs and stuff. The idea that you could have a nice fast broadband connection, either use your PC, your iPhone, or a cheap kind of low-end game console, and play at really ridiculously high settings on PC, PlayStation 3, Xbox, and so forth games is really quite compelling. So much so, I believe Garki's been bought by Sony. Be interesting to see how the computer gaming market moves. You know, you've already got Steam and GOG, but Garki and OnLive are slightly different. Rather than a digital distribution model, it's actually literally a server somewhere playing the game and just streaming your feedback and the video backwards and forwards. Could be an interesting time for the game developers. We'll see how that shakes out. Now, going back to my favourite subject, I guess, is miniatures. I'm very pleased to see that the UK has finally, it seems, got stock of Command & Colours Samurai Battles. Now, this is a bit unfortunate timing because I can't afford it right now, but I'm definitely interested in picking a copy of that up. Ideally, I'd like just the rules and the cards because I've already basically got the figures from an earlier Zvendi set. But definitely one to keep your eye on there. And it's getting quite good reviews as well. Drop Zone Commander, the new game, lots of guys locally are raving about it, having seen it at Salute and so on. It looks really nice. I'm not 100% convinced. The problem for me is it's 10mm. And the reason that's a problem is I've decided that I'm going to pretty much standardise on 15mm, apart from a few of the product lines I've already got, which are 28mm. And I've got a bit of a problem what to do with some of my 6mm stuff. Now, I think 6mm works best for sci-fi and World War II, but of course, as you get older, they're small, they're fiddly, and a lot of people seem to have some intrinsic resistance to it, thinking it's going to be really hard to paint. 6mm is one of the easiest scales to paint, and it's just ridiculously easy to do. So, you know, 15mm maybe makes a bit more sense, in particular because of things like Flames of War, DBA, and so on and so forth. So talking about that, I mean, the reason I'm going to go with 15mm is obviously for fantasy, it's great, it's nice and cheap, there's lots of good stuff out there. Copplestone and Magister Militum in particular have some really good stuff. 15mm Co. UK, I think it is, they seem to have some pretty good stuff as well. And that's going to be really good for Hordes of the Things, or even D&D. Great, nice, cheap way of getting stuff. And, you know, some of the figures are full of character, and Copplestone in particular are really nice sculpts, as are some of the odd Magister Militum ones. Now, for Ancients, obviously you've got DBA and Impetuous and all those other games, including Command & Colours Ancients. So 15mm, they're very well supported by lots of different manufacturers. I must admit, for Ancients, I'm tending to lean more towards Command & Colour Ancients, so I might have to look into maybe building a 15mm for some, maybe something like a 60x30 base with three 20x20 bases or something to give you the four bases. I'm not sure. I have to have a think about that. And I've got quite a lot of Romans unpainted and unmounted, which I could easily mount up as Command & Colour Ancients if I really felt like it. Now, on the sci-fi front, that's very well supported, and there's some really good ranges out there. And in particular, I can see uses for that for Traveller, the old classic Laserburn, Sci-Fi Commander, and there's a couple of other games out there. I believe 15mm have got a game called Hoff. That looks quite interesting. And there's some other really cool little bits and pieces out there. Now, obviously, for World War II, there's loads of good stuff. You've got I Ain't Been Shot, Mum, and, of course, Flames of War. The one thing I do find a little bit worrying about Flames of War is the recent announcement from Battlefront talking about the Flames of War hobby and 100% of our figures at tournaments, making them sound a bit like GW Lite. Now, they've got a lot of pushback on that announcement, and they've had to backtrack a bit. And it'd be interesting to see what's behind that. Now, obviously, a lot of people point the finger at Plastic Soldier Company, and I can see why. It's a very high-quality product, a lot better value here in the UK, and I believe even worldwide. And Battlefront have lost their way a bit. The quality is not good enough to justify such a huge markup. Now, admittedly, you get the bases and you get exactly what you need in the box, pretty much. But they have had problems with quality and mispacks and stuff. And, you know, they're a good company. They do try and sort that out. So I do wish them well. But I hope that they actually deal with the threat from people like Plastic Soldier Company, Peter Pig, and Skytrax, and all those other guys, and QRF. I hope they deal with it by basically changing up their game and making them be better value. They don't have to necessarily be cheaper, but they've got to be better value than they currently are. Now, Flames of War looks like a fun game. Maybe not 100% historically accurate, but, you know, it gives you a good game. And a bit like GW, you can go to most places and there'll be people playing Flames of War. So I hope whatever's going on there gets sorted out, and it'd be interesting to see what happens there. So that's what I'm excited for in the future, in particular Command & Colour Samurai Battles and the 15mm arena. Now, I did announce at the end of the last show that basically I'm going to be more or less mothballing this podcast, and that is still the case. There are many reasons for it. One is keeping up to speed with all the news and events and everything has become much harder for me now. I'm no longer going to all the shows. I'm not buying lots of products, so it's going to be very hard for me to keep on top of that, and also expensive. I haven't had any sponsors come forward or donations or anything, so there's also a financial implication. Now, doing a podcast is not particularly expensive in money. I mean, obviously there is a monetary cost. It's very expensive in time and research and stuff, though. And, you know, I want to deliver a good quality podcast, and, you know, with the long delays between each show and the fact that I'm not able to keep on top of what's going out there means I don't feel comfortable keep producing the show right now. Now, that might change in the future, and I will potentially start the show up again, but as I say, for the foreseeable future, it's going to be mothballed. You might get the odd random little show pop out every now and then when there's something particularly exciting I want to talk about. But, you know, I started off wanting to do a monthly show, and that worked for about, I guess, 3 episodes or whatever. So I'm very pleased that I did get some keen followers, and I'm over 7,000 downloads, possibly more than that, I can't remember now. So, you know, very pleased that obviously people are interested in what I had to say. So, you never know, the future is still unwritten and things might change up, but for now, I wish you all very, very happy future and good gaming.